You're listening to the Wine Country Live Morning Show with Barry Martin
on KVON Napa, 1440 AM at KVON.com.
Once a week, we check in with Mike Bassane from the Napa-Sonoma Small Business Development Center, and that's an organization that provides free assistance to businesses, not just during pandemics and economic shocks, but all the time, but particularly important lately. Mike Bassane, welcome back. Good morning.
Good morning, Barry.
Good to have you with us once again, and I always like to speculate and hear what you have to say, but what are people focused on this week? What's it, in the intervening days since we last talked? Any shifts, any trends, new kinds of questions coming up?
Well, of course, out of the blocks here to parrot the top news story, which relates to the June 15th target to potentially reopen the economy in California. Of course, you've reported it today. Also, the reporting of our rolling into the orange tier today, which is very exciting. And I would say that the economy seems to be on many a person's mind. Just, for example, as reported in Axios, business owners in the services sector now have joined business owners in the manufacturing sector with their optimism about the future. There are many predictions now of a strong economy coming up over the next year or two. And we've seen the 156 million stimulus payments go out the door and hit bank accounts. And of course, vaccination rates are continuing to rise. Job growth is returning. And now, of course, hand in hand with that is concern about inflation, mm-hmm. with prices paid for goods rising up and climbing actually to the highest since 2008. And we're of course seeing a clear response to the pent up demand to purchase goods and services. And now, with of course all the positive elements of a growing economy, we have some of the more challenging elements, such as production limitations, material shortages, logistical challenges, and a lack of labor. So all of these combined with the potential for greater inflation give economists concern. And we read about these things, we're concerned about them. And of course, what I would say, though, the order of the day is for our smaller businesses, and what we're hearing about is, okay, we're waiting for this surge to occur, and we want to be prepared for it, and we're hoping that we're all going to benefit from it.
Yeah, it's probably the most optimistic moment, wouldn't you say, we've had in this whole span of time. I mean, we've had days when things were looking better and we, you know, made a little progress, but then we slipped back a little. But this right now, especially the announcement of dropping the color tiers in what is just about 9 weeks from now, that's pretty sensational. This should probably get people revved up.
It absolutely should. And I think, you know, of course, it's a psychological impact when, although you may still have to wear your mask, that you can move about and possibly rub shoulders with people at a ball game, depending on where the ball game is. But clearly there are some tremendous now opportunities, upside potential for folks who may have felt that their hands were tied. We still have folks who were adversely impacted, many who lost their jobs, certainly in the service sector here in the Napa Valley. And but what we're finding, and I know you reported this earlier today, some employers are having a hard time finding labor, mm-hmm. and it may become a a more attractive market for employees, where they can pick and choose potential opportunities. But I would say that we have any number of clients who are preparing to ramp up their productivity. They're developing forecasts that are much more optimistic than pessimistic.
So, as I mentioned in the intro, outside of specifically the programs that have been instituted to help solve pandemic problems, the Napa Sonoma Small Business Development Center provides a lot of basic information, education on business matters. Are there opportunities for people who are, making that transition, let's say, or restarting a business? Maybe they've modified their approach to business a little bit, looking ahead and getting excited about going forward, but need some advice or information. Anything in those kind of basic programs going on right now?
Yeah, so just to give you a sampler of some of the webinars and classes that we're holding online, starting next Monday, I'll be teaching a business startup orientation class. We have a class, How to Do Business with the State of California, Contracting with California. I'm certified, now what? NorCal SBDC Finance Center has a disaster loan relief update that we do in a town meeting format. We offer classes in reading financial statements and managing cash flow. We actually have a class that relates to how to develop efficacy in utilizing video for your business, and developing project management skills and risk mitigation skills and the like. So, yeah, we really try to offer a diverse palette of options for business people who need to improve skills, supplement skills, where they may be able to save money if they dedicate a little bit of time to increasing their knowledge base, or just to identify resources to help them manage others and to manage more effectively.
Now, coming back around to COVID-related issues, I just literally 34 minutes ago got an email from the Small Business Administration. And as we've talked about here on the show, I applied for, on behalf of Lucky Penny Productions, an EIDL, Economic Injury Disaster Loan, probably about, 8 months ago now, something like that, and did get funded. And they're announcing that there's more money available in that program. And they've also said that they're extending the first payment due date on all of those EIDL loans until 2022. I had not heard that previously, so I'm just getting this breaking news to me.
Yeah, so that offers a modicum of relief just in terms of one's cash flow. The exciting part of, I guess, version 2.0 or 3.0 of the EIDL is that where it was capped at $150,000, that cap was actually a reduction from the original amount, but for many, many, many months, it was capped at $150,000. If you had applied for the EIDL in the past and received funds, you now have the opportunity to go to $500,000. So there is now more coinage in the treasure trove, and it should be available, at least if not all, but in part, to individuals who had received the EIDL in the past who need sort of a second bite at the apple.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mix metaphors. But, yeah.
And keeping in mind that this is pretty cheap money, as I recall the interest rate, you're not gonna come close to that with any other kind of loan, in my mind. Is that true?
That is true. If you sort of look out into the market, many banks have pulled back their resources, where at one time they might have been a bit more free and easy with sort of the conventional loans that they offer to the public, but the market rates tended and still tend to be, north of 5% and more likely approaching 10% for businesses. Whereas this interest rate for the EIDL is 3.75% for for-profit entities, 2.75% for nonprofits. And of course, then you have a 30-year amortization, which is almost unheard of. So that really reduces your payment amount, and there is no prepayment penalty on that particular product. So it's really a very smooth and easy on the eyes kind of loan. Of course, you do have to pledge a security interest in your assets if you receive more than $25,000. So for some, that can be rather daunting. For others, maybe not so much. Maybe it just goes hand in hand with obtaining funding to keep your business operating.
You know, and to be honest, with that low interest rate and the 30-year amortization, the payment amounts are so small that you'd have to be in a total crisis to not be able to keep paying that loan and default on it and lose whatever you secured it with, wouldn't you?
Yes, I would say, although things happen in business that are sometimes beyond our control, and we do see situations where people file bankruptcy or they just aren't able to make payments on certain obligations. But this is definitely a more forgiving payment amount. And if you have some margin in your cash flow, it shouldn't be as difficult as a conventional loan to pay back.
That was a focus on the EIDL. Still plenty of money in the new round of PPP, too, right?
Correct. And so, of course, the PPP loan is still fully available until May 31st. And there's an additional 30 days that your loan can remain in process after that due date. So that gives folks a bit more time. I would say that we're looking at probably close to $70 to $75 billion still available. And some of the hot lenders out there right now are Harvest Financial, Gateway out of Oakland, Smart Biz Loans, and Womply. Womply actually touts itself as being the number one PPP lender, and we do have a number of clients who have benefited very quickly from applications with Womply, for example, as an online lender. So, yeah, the PPP is still out there for both the first and second draw. If you haven't applied for it, I'd recommend that you do. And, of course, now with the new guidelines that were signed into effect, the focus in terms of the underwriting is on gross revenues and a calculation associated with that rather than net revenue. When folks were focused on net revenue, of course, many people are disqualified because net revenue is actually a net loss. Whereas if you're focused on gross revenue, there should be a bit more to work with. And so the dollar amounts of those PPP loans to sole proprietors, to gig workers, to independent contractors, certainly it's more beneficial than it used to be.
And one other quick note, I'm not going to elaborate on this all the time, but the Shuttered Venue Operators Grant portal opens tomorrow. Having had a lot of experience with this, I'm interested in applying for grant money for Lucky Penny Productions. Am I better off trying to jump right in the minute that thing fires up? Should I keep my powder dry and wait a few days until, kinks are worked out? What do you think about that approach?
So, actually, I went through a training yesterday, or was it the day before, on the SVOG and just some of the important things to keep in mind. You don't have a second chance when you are in the midst of applying for this grant and you screw up. So let's say you input incorrect information and you say, I want to go back. I want to correct that. I want to reach out to them and let them know that I put in the wrong year's gross revenue figure. You really are out of luck at that point. And so the admonition or the caution is to do it deliberately, do it very carefully. You only have one shot at this. And so take your time with it. Make sure your numbers are absolutely correct. Another thing that I think not everyone understands, and obviously there are a number of rules and guidelines, which you've learned, of course. This is for venues and the operators of venues. It is not for individuals. So let's say you're an event planner and occasionally you hire a mime troupe or you hire a string quartet. And of course, you're paying performers, but that is not the same as running, let's say, a production company at a venue or owning and operating a movie theater or a zoo or an aquarium. And so, unfortunately, the folks who may be hoping they could squeeze into this because they happen to be an event planner, won't apply.
All right. Good information. Mike Bassane from the Napa-Sonoma Small Business Development Center. There's lots to know every week. Thanks for being on with us. And tell folks how to get in touch with you.
Thank you, Barry. We can be reached at NapaSonomaSBDC.org and by telephone 707-256-7250. I'd like to also just quickly mention that the Northern California Small Business Development Center, in tandem with the Northern California Financial Development Corporation based in Oakland, is now launching something called the Inclusivity Project, which is connecting 1,000 Black and minority entrepreneurs with business mentorship and approximately $100 million in funding. So for Black and minority entrepreneurs, this is a great opportunity, and we highly recommend that you go to norcalsbdc.org for more information.
Fantastic. Mike, thanks for your time and expertise again today.
Thank you, Barry. All Have right. a great day.
You too. Take care.
You're listening to the Wine Country Live Morning Show with Barry Martin
on KVON Napa, 1440 AM and KVON.com.